Today, my dear faithful, is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 6. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put ye on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and to stand in all things perfect. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one. And take unto you the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he began to take the account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go, and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence, and laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, Pay what thou owest. And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved, and they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt, because thou besoughtest me. Shouldst not thou, then, have had compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee? And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you, if you forgive not everyone his brother from your hearts. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. The lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, this Tuesday, October 15th, is the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. St. Teresa of Avila, in her time in the 1500s, she led a most remarkable life. At first, she was an ordinary religious sister, albeit, according to her own account in her biography, not a very fervent one. As St. Teresa describes herself, she was relaxed in following her religious rule and did not make much progress in loving God. However, after the future saint spent years in the convent, our Savior appeared to her, demanding her devotion. He visited her again and again, repeatedly showing himself to this unknown, ordinary religious sister, always encouraging her, even demanding that she rise higher. Amidst these revelations, our Lord actually showed to St. Teresa the place in hell which she would have deserved had she not begun to serve him more faithfully. That was the warning our Savior gave to her. But to this same religious sister, he also sent this following apparition, which St. Teresa recounts in her autobiography. She says, I saw in an angel's hand a long spear of gold, and at the point of the spear there seemed to be a little fire. The angel appeared to me to be thrusting it at times into my heart, and to leave me all on fire with a great love for God. She says that this fiery spear caused her great pain. But she says, so surpassing was the sweetness of this excessive pain that I could not wish to be rid of it. With this gift of love for God and many others like it, Saint Teresa reached the heights of sanctity. In fact, so on fire was she with the love of God, she actually reformed her own religious order, founding the Discalced Carmelite Order, so that by the time of her death, 17 convents were founded in her reformed order. And I must say, to do even one such thing as founding one convent, that is a monumental task. But under her, 17 were founded. Such, my dear faithful, is the forgiveness of God. For if anything, that is one of the things that Saint Teresa of Avila epitomizes. God so loved the soul of Saint Teresa that he called her up to greater things. However, she had fallen into mediocrity, but our Lord did not let that get in the way. Our God pitied her, giving her grace to realize her faults, and when she repented, he willingly forgave her all, just like in today's gospel, the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. The servant in today's gospel represents all of us, Saint Teresa included, for we are all servants of God. That unfathomable debt of 10,000 talents represents even just a single mortal sin. And I do mean unfathomable in a literal sense, for according to one study, 10,000 talents at the time of Christ would be worth a little over $7 billion. And that is in 2010 dollars. With inflation over the past 14 years, it will be far more than that. But imagine paying back $7 billion. Imagine you had that debt. It would be impossible to pay. It would require lifetimes of work and savings in order to pay off such a debt. However, if we are being honest, there is no real comparison of earthly goods to spiritual goods. In particular, if we understood the value of sanctifying grace, the world around us and all its beauty and temptations would appear as dust and ashes in comparison to that heavenly glory of grace. If we really grasped that truth, we would willingly spend billions, trillions of dollars for the right of going to confession. And yet, God Almighty offers forgiveness freely through his priest for seeing us, like Saint Teresa, weighed down with the uncountable debt of sin. He knows we cannot pay it back of ourselves. We cannot earn the forgiveness of God on our own. And so, as long as we repent and resolve to do better, he simply forgives. All of this, both for us and Saint Teresa, is what the gospel refers to with the Lord of that servant being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. Today, my dear faithful, Saint Teresa of Avila is recognized as one of the great saints and greatest lights of the 16th century. She received so many revelations, especially regarding the way of becoming a saint. But as she herself reveals, at one time, she had a place reserved for her in hell. But God Almighty loves souls. He longs to forgive, to draw us closer to Him, to bring us to heaven itself. It is true, not everyone is given these special revelations like Saint Teresa was. But she and every other saint did not receive these extraordinary graces just for themselves. Saints are not canonized for their own, but our edification. Many of the miracles are worked to inspire us too. In fact, today, almost 5 centuries after the death of Saint Teresa, her heart is still incorrupt, and you can still see in it the hole from the angel's spear. She lived with that hole her entire life. But God does not preserve that heart and leave that wound there for her sake. It was for us, to show you and I, God Almighty longs to pierce our cold hearts and light them aflame with love for Him. God loves you with an indescribable love. He longs to forgive you of your debts as long as you genuinely ask for it by going to confession. And, my dear faithful, we truly are blessed to have such opportunities to receive this sacrament. And so we must make use of it. The sacrament of penance grants forgiveness of sins, and it also gives strength to persevere against sin in the future. And this is why Holy Mother Church recommends a person go to confession at least once a month, and all circumstances considered, even twice a month. Our God longs to lighten our burdens, to free us from sins, and to lead us ever closer to Him with His graces. What a joy we have, what a privilege we have in having the availability of confession on each Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation, every Saturday, and as well on First Fridays. It is always an edifying thing for a priest to see the confession line full on each Sunday. But it is also a painful thing for a priest to have to cut off the confessional line because it is time to say Mass. Of course, Sundays are the most convenient, I'm sure. But I encourage you to make use of, as well, the Saturdays, the First Fridays. If you are able to come at a different time, like Saturday or the First Friday devotions, I encourage you to make that sacrifice, both for yourself and for your neighbor as well. Of course, some work on Saturday, some have events planned, or it is simply the beginning of your weekend and so you want to sleep in. This is not an encouragement to come every opportunity for confession, because there are many. Just once, maybe twice a month, take the time, make that sacrifice. Use the immense graces God Almighty offers to you. And do this, again, not just for yourself, but for your children and your neighbor. For your children, give them the good example, as well as the opportunity to receive the sacraments. And as well for your neighbor, for it may be true that some Saturdays and other days are simply not possible for them because of the distance, because of the time, because of their duties. And so, give them that opportunity by taking the chance yourself to come at different times. But first and foremost, this is an encouragement for you to make use of the confessional. Please God, through this amazing treasure of penance, your soul will be restored to grace if needed, or you be strengthened so that you can persevere. May God's grace pierce your heart with that fire of divine love, as Saint Teresa experienced. May you burn with love for God, and may you grow ever more in his grace until, please God, you stand before God Almighty, enjoying the bliss of heaven. And you will look back on your past, and you will say, every sacrifice, every labor, every moment you gave to God, everything was worth it. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.